Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
You know what I realized yesterday?
What's that?
I'm actually way nicer when it's cold. I know I should be grumpier when it's cold. Like, you should be a little bit more cantankerous, you'd think. But I'm much more understanding of others when it's cold.
Really? Why is that?
Because when I'm driving, and I know this isn't necessarily legal, but I don't have patience for pedestrians. If they jaywalk, I ain't waiting for them. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep driving. And I'm not going to say I hit them, but I'm just going to say I keep driving. I don't give them any space. Yep. When it's cold, I let them go.
Well,
because they're standing outside in the cold. Then when I go to a gas station, I'm much nicer to the people working in the retail industry.
Yeah,
I find that I am just nicer when it's cold because I try and be much more understanding.
I'm a little more understanding of the drive-through window people,
right?
And the people, like, I went to Best Buy and they got the guy standing with a winter jacket by the door because he got to have the greener,
right?
That's kind of, you know, the Walmart greeters, unless they set a fire in the store and keep warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But you know what else makes me a little bit happier? I tell you what, next car, I've told you this before. It's funny bringing this up because I'm in a better mood the last couple days because I'm getting my car fixed over at Bennett.
Right. Yeah.
And they gave me a loaner car, thanks to Dave and the gang, and they gave me a brand new Escape to drive around.
Yeah.
And I've got the wheel warmer, like the driving
steering wheel warmer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, that just makes
it a game changer.
That is an unbelievable game changer.
Yeah, I don't have it in any of my vehicles.
You just walk in
really
and you start your car, you drive around, it's like 2 minutes, your hands are like, man, my life is good.
Yeah, or there's nothing like when you have the command start, but you forget to put all your settings in your vehicle the day before and you get in and you're like, oh, I didn't turn my defrost on.
I know.
Seat warmers aren't on. It's like you're sitting in a giant ice cube and it's been sitting there gaining.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Cell phone was going off. People were texting me saying, oh yeah, you guys going to talk about this tomorrow? And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess. Andrew Scheer is out for the Conservative Party. He's stepping down as leader. And
I know Andrew personally.
Yeah.
I think Andrew is a really nice guy. He's a great husband. He's a good father. You know, that whole spending thing that they're talking about now.
Well, but here's the thing.
That doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good.
And it was approved, though. It was approved.
I know.
It was approved.
But if I'm just being the devil's advocate here, and I'm saying if Trudeau were to do it, you'd be jumping on.
Oh, give me a break. No.
But I'm saying this too. Let me hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I want to be the middle ground.
Yeah.
And say, if Trudeau were to do it, Conservatives would be all over him too.
I'm gonna say
and I'm saying this to all the people who love Trudeau. There aren't a lot of you here. I know that. But listen, you have had a few scandals in the last couple years. Chill. Calm down.
I agree with you. I would be all over Trudeau, so I'll give you that 100%. Sure, I would be.
Right.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying what happened there with the spending thing was right, but it was approved. It wasn't like he did it on his own. It
I know,
was approved,
but it's but still stupid.
It looks dumb. It's stupid.
Stupid.
I will say this. If Andrew Scheer was to go blackface, he would have got it way worse than Trudeau got it. Trudeau got back in.
No, well, that's ifs and buts.
Anyways, here's
another thing, too. And I think it should be a rule. Or maybe it shouldn't be a rule. But if I were a politician, I would make damn sure it happens. If I'm a federal leader, my kids are going to public school.
Mm-hmm.
How are you even in touch with the public when your kids aren't part of the... How are you in touch with the middle class when you don't make an effort to be middle class?
Let me just stop you right there.
Yes, I know you're going to have critics, and these kids are not normal kids. Yes, they are.
The problem is this. No. The problem is this. He should have paid for it himself. but his kids can't go to public school. You can't. You can't go to public school. People like me get mad at guys like Trudeau. Do you think that a parent at home, the kids don't hear what the parents say, and then they go to school and pick on Andrew Scheer's kids or Justin Trudeau's kids? They can't. They're different. They're not the same.
First off, his kids would be fine in a private school here. His kids would be fine in a public school here. And yeah, of course.
Well, his kids here would be, yeah.
And
for
his
sure.
kids would be fine in a public school in Ottawa. It's if you don't want it, then Andrew Scheer's doing the right thing. Step down because your family takes it on. And how I just don't understand how you stay in touch. Like, this is the thing. Everybody's all over Trudeau for being out of touch.
Yeah.
What is this show? It's like they're all out of touch.
Well, for sure they are.
All politicians are out of touch, living in a bubble.
And that's why he's out. He was going to go out anyway. He wasn't going to be the leader. He's out because they had it handed to them on a silver platter. We had the SNC-Lavalin and we had the blackface thing, and they couldn't run with it because of
it's
things
deeper
that,
than that.
But no, but listen, because of the things that he stood for that a lot of people didn't like, they couldn't run with it. So now the only way the conservatives are going to win is somebody, in my opinion, is somebody that is relevant with a broad base of people, especially in Quebec, and she has to be a woman.
She has to be a woman.
Because if you have a good woman that it can relate to a lot of people, she is going to crush Justin Trudeau. But they got to find that person. They have to find that person.
It's so aggravating because I want to like the conservatives. Mm. Listen, I do. In fact, I'll even admit that, yeah, they got my vote this time around. Mm. But the only reason they got my vote wasn't because of the leader. It was because I'm pissed off at who is leading now. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I voted for them. They are so milquetoast. They're so vanilla. Yeah. And they're honestly, I hear a lot of women's complaints, and they're justified. He's Stone Age. Mm-hmm. He is Stone Age.
His problem.
And a man has no right to tell a woman what she can do and what she can't do.
Because, okay, so we could go both ways. Justin Trudeau forced a woman out of her job because he was a bully.
Right.
And he still kept his
job.
But he
doesn't force an entire nation of women.
Well, It goes back to what you said. It's probably best to shut your mouth about politics because you'll never change a person's religious beliefs, politics, or sports beliefs.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
And religion has nothing to do with politics.
And they are all bad. Once again, you all suck. We had that campaign.
Yeah, I know.
They all suck.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You can't do anything right when it comes to your health.
No, you can't.
So you and I never sleep.
No.
I mean, we don't sleep very much because of our hours. We're up ridiculously early, and some nights mean because of work we're out late.
Right.
And we've always been concerned about our lack of sleep. You get about 5 hours sleep. I'm 5-6 hours sleep. They always say, well, you need to get 8 hours sleep. You know, you need to get 8 hours sleep. It's bad for your health. Now they're saying, if you sleep 9 hours or more in a night, you're at a higher risk for stroke.
What? So what's the window? Like, what is the window?
So you're allowed to sleep 8.5 hours a night, I guess, or you're going to die. You can't do anything right. And then you're told, and then there was a time when it was like, well, you don't eat any fats because fats are bad for you. And now, well, you got to eat fats. You got to eat healthy fats.
The keto diet.
Right. So you got to eat fats, but you can't eat fats. You should eat tons of protein because protein's good for you. It helps you build. But don't eat protein because it's bad for your cholesterol. But there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. So you got to pay attention to both of those.
It's taxing. Oh, it's tiring to what you're doing, eh?
Like,
it's tiring.
It's just, you know what's bad for my health? Worrying about my health.
All these studies.
It's just like at some point.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder people drink and smoke.
I do think, though, that it wouldn't tie into science, but I think the good wheelhouse would be probably about 7 hours. 7 hours probably, because anything more for me, like if I get into that 9 hours, my whole day's messed.
Well, 7 hours is realistic because
that is
like to me, 8 hours is like I don't have time for 8 hours. I just don't. Like 7 hours, I might be able to squeeze in one night a week that's 7 hours.
Well, you tell me right now and today, and we're different because we're in a different body clock. You tell me, though, who could get 8 hours of sleep? With all your work, your overtime, you're running kids around, maybe working two jobs, people work two
Especially this time of year, you're getting up early with the kids to go play hockey Saturday morning.
And you got Christmas.
Five kids in hockey. Everyone's the only time you can get rink time is at like 4:50 in the morning. And and by the time you get them up and ready and you got your Timmies, and oh, my God.
Oh, I remember dropping. You have to have Ethan at the rink an hour and a half before. I'd just sit in the car and sleep. I'd recline my seat and lay it because I want to go in the rink for an hour and a half. And you didn't want to go home. You're caught in no man's land. I just lay in the car and sleep.
So remember, sleep, but not too much.
No.
Yeah.
No. And fats, but.
Yeah, not, but healthy fats.
Healthy fats.
And protein's good, but not too much protein because that's bad for your cholesterol.
How about beer? Is that good?
Oh, God, I hope so because it's the only way I get through life.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The Game Awards came out last night. Oh, the Game Awards were on last night. I don't know what network they were on, but they were on.
I didn't even realize they had an award show like that.
Well, it's kind of a big deal. I mean, it's... Video games
are
a multi-billion dollar industry.
They have leagues. You can watch them on TV.
Sure. It's almost like the ESPYs of video games.
Yes, neat.
I wouldn't call it the Grammys or the Oscars of video games.
Yeah, ESPY's a good comparison for sure.
Anyway, so they actually announced last night that the new Xbox.
Okay.
And
are we getting baseball on that Xbox?
Like, they say MLB The Show is changing, that it's going to be open to other formats.
Good.
Yeah. Which is great. But what the hell is it called? It's the Xbox Series X. They didn't really go into any stats on it or anything like that. We know that it will come out. They said holiday 2020.
So next Christmas.
Right, but like holiday, I take a lot of holidays in a year. You know?
What
holiday? I was a little confused.
I'm off in February. February?
I was like, holiday? Yeah. Like Easter? Thanksgiving? Yeah. No, it's Christmas of next year is when this thing's coming out. And it's, if you look, so all I can tell you is I saw some footage from it. Now, whether it's actually footage from games or not, I don't know. It looks amazing, which you would expect.
Yeah, better be.
But, because I don't know what that thing's going to cost yet.
Oh, yeah.
But the system itself
is compact.
It's like a... It looks like a small milk crate. It's really high.
Yeah.
So Xboxes, you can turn on their side, right?
You can.
So it's kind of like that, but just a little thicker. It's got a little glowy thing on top.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. Great description of this. Go watch the video. But Xbox Series X out next year, and they say that the video game developers are already working on
it. Now, how big a deal are this award show? You'd kind of like, whatever, a bunch of nerds sitting in their mom's basement. No, Green Day played it.
Yeah, we're actually going to get into the winners a little bit later on in the show, but I watched just a portion of it. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. I laugh at it, but it is. Competitive.
They roll out the red carpet all that stuff. Anyway, Xbox Series X. Out next Christmas, your kids will be begging for it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw this, won't mention them, but a national advertiser had this question up, and it said, who has their tree up already? And I had to check
When did you see that?
It was a couple days ago, and I had to check, because sometimes things in your feet are from, like...
Yeah, older.
Older.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was December 10th it came out. So it was like... That's 2 weeks
already.
So
Costco has had stuff out since like April.
I know. So, but here's my question: at 936, well, if you could call or text, who doesn't have their tree?
Right.
I did just put mine up last weekend. So
yeah, but that's okay.
That's reasonable. That's about when I think that's probably the. To me, that's a little late, but or average.
It's probably about a week late.
Maybe a week late, but I'll tell you. But I timed it out. I was looking at it. I put up December 7th, so that takes you to Ukrainian Christmas. So that's the whole month. Yeah. You get a month to get both Christmases in there. And my kids are Ukrainian. So the thing is, who doesn't have their tree up? Does anybody not have their tree up? Do you not put up a tree? Maybe you're not celebrating Christmas at your home.
Here's the thing.
So you don't.
Because we're selling our house.
Right.
We actually contemplated taking all of our Christmas stuff down because they say that you should have a blank slate in your house, right? And when people come look at it should be kind of a blank slate. Mm-hmm. But then you kind of think about it. You're like, but isn't that when your home looks the best?
Well, not
is it
only
Christmas.
Not only
and
that,
it smells the best.
Should you crush Christmas spirit because your house is going to sell? Maybe your house doesn't sell. Maybe your, like, what if your house doesn't sell over the Christmas season? Then you don't have the Christmas. No, I'm all for leaving the tree.
Yeah,
I think
but
it would
we
sell
did
better.
Take it out of pictures. Like when we had the pictures taken, we had to take our tree out of the picture.
Oh, that makes sense. Makes
because
sense.
If it's listed
yeah,
longer,
right.
you
got
to make
right.
sure you have that. Right?
Well, we don't want it listed longer.
Well, no, we don't. But I mean, who knows?
Let's give the McDonald's a Christmas gift.
It's kind of. It's definitely not hampering our Christmas spirit.
Yeah, but so who doesn't have your tree? Because maybe you're going on holidays. Maybe you're going away. You're not going to put up a tree. Or maybe you're spending time at... Like, I have a tree up at my place. Yeah. But let's be honest. Besides my kids being there, mm-hmm. which they appear to like stuff, it's like nobody's coming to my house to visit.
Or maybe, just maybe, you're of this group that a lot of people don't like, but they need to give them a break. Mm. The group of people that... actually don't like Christmas.
What? How dare they, right? All the movies say they have
yeah,
to
they
love
have
Christmas.
To. You have to.
Oh, my God.
You have to.
Chevy Chase said they have to like Christmas.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I wish somebody would leave me home alone.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
One of the great things about our job, there are a lot of things. Listen, we don't really have to work. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of free stuff.
Right.
And we get to drink during company hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Like right now, for instance.
Yeah. Those are all fun. But one of the greatest things we get to do is give prizes to people mm-hmm. and make other people happy. And that's what we've done. Kyle Harum, you may remember him. He won Wolfjet 156 to go see the Foo Fighters in Las Vegas. So we figured it's time we check in with him. So let's give him a call, shall we?
Kyle speaking.
Kyle, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not much, you.
Oh, well, you know. You're better off than us, man. You saw the Foo Fighters. How was that show, big man?
Oh, it was amazing. Great time seeing them. They put on quite a show with the fans and everything, so
yeah.
Had a great time.
So you were at the Intersect Music Festival in Las Vegas on Wolfjet 156. What was the festival like overall?
Great. It was a cool venue. I mean, a lot of different artists out there. Some not my thing, but a lot put on a lot of good shows, honestly, so... Even the venue was just cool to see. They had three different stages and a bunch of other stuff like dodgeball and whatnot. But no, they did a good job of putting it on. So
dodgeball drunk at a festival. Great idea.
Oh, it was more than just drunk, I think, for some people. Oh. That was fun to watch.
Sure, it's Las Vegas. Yeah. Hey, Kyle, where was it? What venue was it at?
The festival ground. So it was right by Circus Circus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So they combine art and technology, this thing, too, didn't they?
Yeah, there was a lot of cool different things. A lot of visual, digital stuff. So... that was super cool to see as well. A lot of light shows, stuff like that. So
Kyle Harum joining us. He's the winner of Wolfjet 156 to see the Foo Fighters in Las Vegas. So I know they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, which is a bunch of malarkey because I've had everything come back on me. Mm. Kyle, did you get in trouble down there? Did you have fun?
Not too much trouble. We went a little hard a few nights, but nothing that brought back here.
Did you win any money?
Stayed about even, unfortunately. Didn't really win much. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's not unfortunate. That's good.
That's actually a pretty good weekend.
Fair.
Your favorite? What's your favorite Foo Fighters song?
The Everlong from what they put on. I think after watching them live, Everlong's probably my favorite now. They did a really good job with that one. So
good. Well, we're happy you had fun in Las Vegas. And did you bring back a souvenir for us? Or
I didn't, unfortunately. No souvenirs. Next time.
Once again, once again, Chad and Ballsy used. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to tell you, Kyle, and all the listeners out there, you want to be listening in the new year for Wolfjet 157. This thing's going to be smoking. It's going to be outstanding.
Will do.
And you can't win it, Kyle.
No, you can't. But maybe somebody in your...
I'm going to try.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Happy Friday the 13th, but who cares about that? We're talking Christmas, man.
Yeah, Mark and Brian here and with Candy Cane Lane. Let's talk about this. For people new to town and don't know what it is, Brian, tell us what it is.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Candy Cane Lane, we're in our seventh year. It's a community-based holiday light festival put on by Norman View.
Yeah.
There's about 380 homes that decorate for the season of varying degrees of extremism.
Yeah.
And you can drive around all those. They're on our website map. But we have a main site on Champ Crescent where you have to park and then get out and walk through the main site. We charge for admission to raise funds for three charities.
Right.
We try to change it up every year so it's always fresh and new. We get about 14,000 walk-through visitors a year.
Wow.
So it's busy.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, get out in the earlier part of the season. We only run to the 23rd. So there's only so many.
And what's the hours?
6:30 to 9.
Okay, cool.
And I was, so you guys just don't sit still, ever.
Nah.
There's no time for sitting still. Come on now, man.
So, but so, like, have you always have both of you always been into Christmas? Like you said, you keep a tree up all year round, right?
Absolutely. It's like over 20 years of large displays, so it's like it's the standard to maintain.
It's what you do.
And you guys do like a bunch of theme nights too for your friends and stuff, right?
Well, we used to when we used to have time.
What's time?
Yeah, what's time? You know? Yeah. So we may end up having to bring that back to a tradition and do it in January.
Now, do you have I see you brought in some cookies. You guys have like refreshments for people when they come out too?
We do. We've got everything from hot chocolates, mint or regular, to different coffees, decaf and that, multiple teas, hot apple ciders. And some of our volunteers handmade all these cookies, you know.
So Candy Cane Lane, how does it feel? You guys are becoming part of a Christmas tradition.
It is a tradition now.
I mean, this is a thing that kids can't wait for. Kids and adults can't wait for every year. How does that feel? I mean, that's got to be quite the honor.
From everywhere.
Yeah.
It's from not only Southern Saskatchewan, but all Saskatchewan. We get people from all over North America, actually. That are either in town or something else with family. But it is really cool. And you know what? Our big thing is it's not even the Christmas decorating per se. It's the spirit of Christmas. You know, we all talk about being kind to each other, giving, being selfless, you know, giving of oneself. And, you know, people think of it only this time of year. They're really stressing it. And it's, you know what? We kind of sort of think, why can't we just do this all year round?
No, that's a good point, man. Especially in today's day and age. So just to get paint the picture for people, so that they show up the Champ Crescent, that's where they park, you give them, they can get beverages or whatever, and you give them a map. That's how it works, or how's that work?
We'd have to spend too much money to
print. Or there's a map on there's
a map on the website.
On the website?
Okay, okay. Good. And it's always neat walking through there, and you guys pack so much into one lot. Like every time I walk through there, I enjoy it. I really love it. But I also get stressed for you guys.
No, it's actually, a lot of people think it's work. For somebody when it's a passion, it's not work.
Yeah.
You know, well, unfortunately this year with the early start of snow and cold weather right in, you know, early October, that set us back. And we're not at our usual level of display performance, so to speak.
Enthusiasm?
Enthusiasm. The enthusiasm's there. It's just, when it gets that cold, you just can't get as much done.
Yeah.
So, you know, apologize to all those expecting that we were meeting our previous year levels. But surprisingly, even some of our returning people have said, hey, you know what, this is still phenomenal.
It's
gets you in the spirit. It's absolutely good. And the money's going, you said, three charities. Where are they going? Where's it going?
So the first one is Souls Harbor Rescue Mission,
right?
And Habitat Homes, and the third one is the Community Grant Fund.
Awesome. So make sure you check it out, 6:30 to 9, Candy Cane Lane, Champ Crescent, and then go from there and get your beverages, cookies, and it's for a great cause. And two great guys putting it on.
You bet.
Brian and Mark, thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thank you.